Listen to Paul McCartney's latest recording and you hear sounds a lot like the Paul McCartney you've heard for decades.
I've been climbing up a slowly burning rope, but the flame is getting low.
Listen to a little more and you'll hear songs that seem different.
The thoughtfulness you showed has made a difference in my life.
Paul McCartney has been unusually open and generous in describing the way that album was made. He says he invited in a producer who was not even born when the Beatles broke up, and that producer sharply criticized some of the tunes McCartney brought into the studio. For the man widely considered the most successful songwriter ever, it was a little hard to take.
You know, it's like being in school, having your paper marked.
It's so easy for me to say, look, I'm senior, I've got the senior position, I've got the status, I've done more than you're ever going to do, whatever.
But I thought, well, you know, there's no point in me working with him. I'm not going to listen to him.
There is a fine line in your decision makes a difference. Get it wrong, you'll be making a big mistake.
The album is called Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. McCartney talked about it just before a concert in Washington. He met his guests in a dressing room fancied up with Asian fabrics. And he gave a hint of the irony that sometimes slips into his lyrics. Welcome to the Casbah, he said. He sometimes fiddled with an out-of-tune guitar, as he talked about the way he and that producer fiddled with McCartney's songs.
There's one song on the album called Riding to Vanity Fair, which is the best example of this collaborative process, because I brought it in quite perky, quite fast, and he didn't really like it.
It was about rejection of friendship, quite intense, and for it to be perky didn't suit it.
Could I get you to demonstrate a few bars of the difference?
Hang on. Yeah. I think it was something like, you know,
I bit my tongue, didn't dance. Where did it get me? Where did it get me?
And we took it down to sort of, and changed the melody.
I bit my tongue, I never talked too much. I tried to be so strong, I did my best. I use the gentle touch, I've done it for so long.
Paul McCartney is 63, on his way to 64. Just before he met us, he'd been on stage doing a sound check for that night's concert. He'd played for a few dozen people, as enthusiastically as if the arena was full. Back when he was recording his new songs, he was trying them out on an audience of one, that producer, Nigel Godrich.
My job, from my perspective, is to make him make a record that I would want to listen to.
Did you enjoy listening to his recent albums before this one?
No, not really.
Godrich is better known for producing the likes of Radiohead. He sides with some critics who thought that some of McCartney's recent work was not up to McCartney's own standards.
The problem is that you put people around him and they just wilt. What he needed was somebody just to remind him about the things that he's done, jog his memory a little bit, or give him a little kick up the ass.
Whatever's more important to be, that's the view that you gotta see. There is a long way between chaos and creation.
He was out there doing a piano take and he made a mistake. And I made him work it into the song.
If you can just tell us when you hear the thing that went wrong, that became right.
Everything is better when you come on the stage.
Yeah. There.
It's that bass note, that low
yeah.
note.
Because it's got a note, it's a chord with a changes.
And that was a mistake the first time.
Yeah. It's my favourite moment in the song. I don't know, it's suddenly, it makes you prick up your ears, you know?
Was there an occasion where you had to say, I wrote this song, I know what I meant, and your suggestion is just wrong, and I've taken your other suggestions, I'm not going to take this one.
Yeah. There did come a point when I thought, look, Nige, now I get to tell you, and I think this is really good as it stands. And he would then say, okay.
How we spend our days casting love aside.
Various music writers have both liked and disliked something else the two men agreed upon. They made sure that Paul McCartney's famous voice was right at the forefront of each recording.
I like to hear vocals. I'm a big fan of Nat King Cole. And, you know, when I fall in love, he's in the room with you, you know.
Very intimate.
Because you're very near the microphone like this, you know, there's not 20,000 people out there. If there's 20,000 people out there, you've got to get off the mic and, hey, how are you doing? So, you know, I might write, you know, it's a fine line between chaos and creation. Maybe fine line between chaos and... You just project more.
Paul McCartney projected one of his new songs into our microphone. With that out-of-tune guitar.
Okay, let's try this. How kind of you to think of me when I was out of sorts. It really meant a lot to be in someone else's thoughts. Someone else's mind. Someone else is kind as you. So there you are. Pathetic rendition. Crossfade into the record, I reckon.
Crossfade. Just for a moment, Paul McCartney was acting as a producer. Producing us. To hear more of our interviews as edited by our producer, go to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.